WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A former youth softball coach who has worked around the region for decades is in custody on charges of sexual crimes against children. We have a look at the possible Trump effect on Virginia's elections in November, and UVA puts Thomas Jefferson's legal reading list online. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 18th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Authorities say a former youth softball coach has been indicted on 34 sex crime counts involving children. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports 57-year-old Kathy S. Rothgeb of Stanley surrendered to police on Friday and is being held without bond. The Virginia State Police said in a statement that a female victim approached a special agent in summer 2016 about alleged sexual abuse during Rothgeb's stint as a volunteer softball coach in Orange County. Rothgeb is a former high school coach and has supervised youth recreational leagues and travel teams in Orange and Spotsylvania counties and throughout the region since the 1980s. Police say charges include forcible sodomy, object sexual penetration, indecent liberties with children, cruelty to children, and aggravated sexual battery. A former federal prosecutor hired to lead a review of Charlottesville's response to three white supremacist rallies this summer says he hasn't been given access to records he's requested from state agencies. Tim Heafy said last month that he wanted to review the assistance Charlottesville received from the Virginia National Guard, the Department of Emergency Management, and state police. Heafy told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that as of October 9th, he hadn't received replies to Freedom of Information Act requests or separate requests he sent to state agencies. A spokesman for Governor Terry McAuliffe said the state has had ongoing discussions with Heafy, but is prioritizing its own review ahead of the review by Charlottesville. A counter-protester was killed during the August 12th white supremacist rally in an attack that the U.S. Congress has called a domestic terror attack. More results from a Wasson poll released Wednesday morning shows that President Trump could have an effect on Virginia's governor's race in next month's elections, WCBE's Charles Fishburne reports.
The Wasson Center for Public Policy asked voters about the so-called Trump effect and if they thought elections in both Virginia and New Jersey might be sending a message to Washington. Assistant Director Rachel Bitterkofer.
We ask voters who say they're going to vote for Ed Gillespie, whether or not they approve or disapprove of Donald Trump. What we find is that only about 69% of those voters approve of the job President Trump is doing, and that's really atypical. We should see a number that's much higher than that.
Trump has not campaigned for Gillespie in Virginia, but tweeted his support. Yesterday's Wasson poll showed a tightening race with Northam at 48% and Gillespie at 44%. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And in that race for governor, Democrat Ralph Northam has a hefty cash advantage over Republican Ed Gillespie in the final weeks of the campaign. Finance reports filed late Monday show Northam raised more than $7 million in September and had about $5.7 million in the bank at the end of the month. Gillespie reported raising $4.4 million with $2.5 million cash on hand for the same period. Northam's big donors included unions and special interest groups such as Planned Parenthood and the Virginia League of Conservation Voters, as well as best-selling authors John Grisham and David Baldacci. Major donors to Gillespie include several wealthy businessmen, including former Advance Auto Parts CEO Nicholas Taubman, former President George W. Bush, and the tobacco giant Altria. Finally, nearly 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson came up with a legal reading list for lawyers. Now, the University of Virginia is putting those books online. Hundreds of texts ranging from legal dictionaries to books on English law are being made available to the public. Jefferson's book list goes back to the creation of the University of Virginia, a project he took on after he served two terms as president. A voracious reader himself, Jefferson believed the school's library would be the heart of the new university. Though many of the original books Jefferson had purchased were destroyed in a fire, the university has been recreating the collection of law books Jefferson recommended and putting them online. They hope to be finished scanning more than 300 works in October or early November. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Wednesday.